To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
It's Ken Carmen on CBS Sports Radio. Coming up at 11:40 a.m. Eastern, Justin Termini going to join us NBA Today on Sirius XM. Let me just ask Pierre, before I get to Andre and before I get to David. Hey, Pierno.
Oh, yes, Kenny, baby.
Let's just call it what it is. We woke Ross's ass up, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Because I tried calling him twice, and it went to voicemail. And I'm like, all right, I'll give it one more time before I try to text him. Because sometimes I wonder, people see the telephone number come up, they might not recognize it. So maybe I'll text him to remind him. He did pick up on the third try.
He answered the phone like I was Visa calling about a credit card fraud in question. Like, that's the way he's like. And then he's like, bye. All right, well, hey, you can't win them all, you know. I don't know what he was doing. It's a shame. He wrote a great article about Steve Spurrier, too, who still maintains an office called the head ball coach, the HBC. Hey, can't win them all. Justin Termini will be ready to go at 11:40, and I guarantee Jordan DeJani. Jordan DeJani's already had, like, he's got to be on the Stu Finer coffee schedule, man. That guy's had a ton, so he'll be ready to go. Next two guests are going to be fantastic. That one, yeah, you know, you done it out. What are you going to do? All right, before we get to the calls, though, I got to get to Pierno. Now, Pierno probably won't be here. Today, Pierno's a big movie guy. Today is the last show before Christmas on this show, even though I'll be on the day after Christmas.
Wait, you're not on next Saturday.
I'm not?
Are you not? You are.
Yes. But that's the day after Christmas.
Yeah, I know. Yes,
be the 26th.
Yes, it is, yes.
Yeah, and I have my Home Alone. I have my Home Alone theorem that I do every year, this is the last.
Every year.
But it's become, I've done it like twice, okay? This will be the third year. You know what? I just won't do it then. You want that? Because it's just, now it's just become the norm. I've seen all these other these other
entities. You are really proud of this. I mean, I give you credit.
Well, because I was the first one to it, at least I think.
Well, are you seeing now other people?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Because I'll be honest
with you. And you think they took it from you?
A couple of guys from a very popular sports outlet on the internet who I know, and they're more than welcome to it. That's fine. But the problem is I think that, and they're welcome to it because they're good guys, okay? The problem is that I think other sports talk radio show hosts have gotten it and then it's gravitated towards it, and we're entering is Die Hard a Christmas movie territory, which I told you, Pierno, there's certain things that I'll do, but there's certain things that I'm done with. And when you're listening, there's sports talk radio out there that is hit or miss. And there's sports talk radio that's really, really good, and there's sometimes where even the really good ones do something really bad. If you are listening to a person who plays the We're Talking About Practice clip or We're Talking the Playoffs clip, you're listening to a hack. If that guy still plays that in 2020, you're listening to a local hack, and that needs to end. And I think that Die Hard being a Christmas movie has entered that realm now. I think that Hot Dog is a Sandwich has entered that realm. And we're on the cusp. We are on the cusp of Home Alone theorem being on that. So I might do it one more again and then end it. Or I might just do it on Friday because I'm filling it on Christmas Day. I don't know.
Gotcha.
I don't know. I don't know what to do, Pierno, because I'm so happy that it's out there, but at the same time, I'm like, I've created another one of these stupid sports talk radio monsters, and I kind of don't even want to be around it. Yeah. I don't know.
And as much as I love movies, I just wanted to stay away from that particular, you know, top five Christmas movies today.
Totally get it.
So I wanted to go in a different direction. So less than a week before Christmas, many people still have a lot of shopping that they need to get done. So let's be of some assistance. Here are the items you should avoid. So let's do the top five worst Christmas presents to give.
Well, so okay. Now you made it a little difficult because who am I shopping for? Because I tell you what, if I were to give my wife a blender for Christmas. Liz and I don't really buy each other gifts, though, for Christmas and anniversaries, though, so I guess that's not the same thing. Just in general, are you talking
just in general? The top five worst Christmas gifts.
Okay, I'm writing that down. I already got a couple in mind. That's a bad one. That's not a good one either. I don't know. I like tools. I'm just going to give away what we can sell. I can't do that. The top five's coming up at 11:20 a.m. Eastern. Not now. 855-212-4CBS. I was going to talk about the NBA and Giannis. I was going to do a champion's pose for the little guy. I can't do that. I got people in on this. Because it's whether or not it's fair, that's the question. And who deserves to be in the top four in college football? And it's become, through the calls we've had in the first hour, and bless them, it's just becoming a whole Ohio State hate fest. Just everybody hates Ohio State. I'm going, the more people that call in who hate Ohio State, the more likely, especially if they win, the certainly more likely it's going to be that they're going to be in the top four. Because I'll tell you what, if you had a 7-1 Aggie team in there at number four, there still wouldn't be anywhere near anybody yet. And they've played eight games, they'll end up playing nine by the end of it, so you can make an argument about that. But I know we're on in that area. Aggie fan, you guys are good fans. You don't carry the heat the way Ohio State carries the heat. Let me get to Andre in Indianapolis. He wants to defend Ohio State. He's next up on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Ken, good morning to you, my friend. Happy Merry Christmas to you.
Same to you, friend. Go right on ahead.
Hey, man, you know, I've been hearing everybody bashing my beloved Buckeyes, man. There are a couple things that I keep hearing that's kind of rubbing me the wrong way. The first thing is the fairness aspect. Do you think it's fair that the Big Ten commissioner screwed this up and basically wanted to cancel the season? Do you think that's fair?
No. But how about this? Do two wrongs make a right? Whether or not I even know what that means when I say it, that's another question. But I would say, like, say I were an Aggie fan right now, right? Well, wait a minute. Why am I just making up for you, even though that's your conference's fault? You should be mad at Kevin Warren. Why do I have to deal with this?
Understood.
Yeah, that's the only thought I would have. Go ahead. But you're right. It's not their fault that Kevin Warren messed this whole thing. Well, not just Kevin Warren, everybody around him too. But go ahead.
Right. And then another thing is, do you think it's fair that Ohio State and Nebraska, to another degree, were the only teams that wanted to fight for the season to continue? They basically, Ohio State put their neck on the line to get this season started. If Ohio State wouldn't have been a big advocate, Michigan didn't want to play. Let's just face it, Michigan did not want to play football. You know, the only two schools that really fought for were Nebraska and Ohio State. So for those guys to fight like crazy, they're the only school in the Big Ten that had two games taken away from them by no fault of their own with the COVID situation. So they wanted to play the games. They got two taken away. One was their fault, obviously, but they had two games taken away from them, and the committee is doing what's best. I read an article a couple weeks ago that said Fox Sports lost $15 to $18 million by not broadcasting the Ohio State-Michigan game last week.
Yeah.
That's big money. The networks love money. Everybody loves money.
Yeah.
Love them or hate them, Ohio State brings eyeballs. And the bottom line is they're going to do what's best to line the pockets of the bowl sponsors. They're going to do what's best to line the pockets of the networks.
If this were 2019, I think the argument – if this were 2019, Ohio State would play 12 games. So it's a chicken-egg thing. But if this were another year where we weren't under major duress monetarily with sponsorships and everything – I mean, we felt it in media, and media is part of what college football is, obviously. They felt it in their pocketbooks because it's an entertainment sport that is played by amateurs, but they're able to get their opportunities playing an entertainment sport, and we go down that rabbit hole. If it were in another year, I think the anti-Ohio State people, it wouldn't even be a conversation. because you would still be able to get your money. But now I think that the situation has made the College Football Playoff Committee, college football in general, I think it's made it more desperate to make sure that they're able to pay their bills, to make sure that they're able to keep their people employed, which is still a good thing, and to be able to move on and get to 2021 and beyond. And I said this at the very beginning, the pandemic is going to be good for the haves. It's going to be awful for the have-nots in college football. I said that. Agreed. I swear to God, Andre, I was saying it back in May, and you're right for it, and it upsets a lot of people because it's not, and Andre, I thank you very much for the call. It's not fair. It is not fair. If you're an A&M fan, if you're, well, an Iowa State fan, I mean, hell, you did lose to Louisiana, so I think I'd be just happy if I'm number six right there. If you're a Florida fan, if you're a Georgia fan to some degree, even though Georgia put it on the deck a couple of times, but if you're one of those fan bases out there, yeah, you probably, Cincinnati fan, if you're a Bearcat fan, you got to be fit to be tied over something like that. Because when you're playing more games, I did this when it came to the NFL, and I'll talk about Pittsburgh a little bit later on in their Ben Roethlisberger quote-unquote problem. When Tennessee, when they first had their problem with their COVID-19 mess, people wanted to give them a forfeit and wanted to give Pittsburgh a win. And I had to stand there and have a weird conversation where I said, I cannot give Pittsburgh a win for something they didn't earn. If I have 30 other entities that did the right thing, do I give the two Los Angeles teams, Dallas, everybody else, do I give them a win because they followed their protocols and did it right? This is an old argument, but I'm bringing this up as an example. If I got owners like that, I cannot just go out and give them a win based on something they didn't do. Well, it's the same principle for these schools. Because for Pittsburgh, for the Steelers, in that situation, how can I give you a win where you didn't earn it? I can give anybody a loss. Can I give you a win when you didn't risk anything? You didn't risk going on the field. You didn't risk injury. You didn't risk losing the game. You didn't risk anything. You just get a free win. I can't do that at the sport's highest level. And in college football, if you're a fan of any one of these other teams, if you're Alabama, you've already played five more games. That's five more opportunities to lose players. That's five more opportunities because of injuries. That's five more opportunities for players to opt out. Hell, how many players did Texas finish with this season? They lost to Iowa State earlier this year, and there were like three guys who said, all right, I'm done. I'll see you guys at the draft. Well, I'll see you in Indy at the combine. That's about it. And they had every right to do that. Don't get me wrong. Like, how is that? That's not equivalent. That's not fair. But I said this from the very beginning when we started to think about this back in May, about what college football would look like, and especially in June and July when things started to look really bleak. This will be better for the haves, not the have-nots. Cincinnati, it makes it even harder to put you in because I can't guarantee dollars. BYU, Coastal Carolina, it's a good story. I can't guarantee dollars. You look at it just by the interest of what's going on right here on this show. I'm going to get to David and Dallas here in a moment. If I had we have 8-0 Cincinnati taking on Tulsa. If I have a 8-0 Cincinnati team, and Cincinnati somehow, Luke Fickell, great coach, good story, say Cincinnati got into the top four. How many poor people are more interested in calling and bagging in on Ohio State than saying, man, Cincinnati's just a great program? If I were to just throw it out there, 855-212-4CBS, how impressed are you with Cincinnati, right? You guys got to just love Cincinnati. Bearcats are doing a great job, aren't they? Man, aren't the Bearcats doing well? Coastal Carolina. Conway, South Carolina. Let me hear it. What? No, you wouldn't get that. I buzz up against Ohio State. I got all these people want to get in ripping Ohio State. I got Andre who wants to defend them. It's basic interest. It's the same thing we see in movies. It's the same thing we see in other entertainment. There's a good and an evil factor. And if you're an Ohio State fan, you're going, it's not my fault that Kevin Warren messed this thing up. It's not my fault that he went with what he said was science, that the Big Ten went with what they said was science. The science did not change, with maybe saliva testing possibly, but the science basically did not change, but they decided to walk it back and go play college football. And then for whatever reason they decided to do, again, another miss was to not play Ohio State, Michigan, a $17 to $18 million broadcast. You did not play that when you knew you were going to be able to get a game then. That to me is nearly as bad. If you're an Ohio State fan, that to you should be nearly as bad as not playing college football at all. You have the one game, one of the two most prolific rivalries in big-time college football. Army-Navy is always in a special category. I leave them out of it. It means more. It's a different category. But of the two major college football rivalries, Iron Bowl and Ohio State-Michigan, to not play the, to not ensure that game is played is a sacrilege. Because regardless of the outcome, if you win that game, and you more than likely would, if you win that game, you play that game week one, it still makes you look better than playing Rutgers out of the six games or five games that you've played. It makes it easier. Hey, they won their rivalry game, and hey, we know Michigan's a rough city right, or a rough program right now. It's been asinine. It has been, every way I slice it, has looked worse and worse and worse. And it's not fair. But it is the business of it. Let me get to David in Dallas. He's been patient. You're next up on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, David.
Hey, Ken. So here's my thing. College football as a business, excuse me, they want the controversy because every year they can guarantee about 2 weeks before the selection show, or probably maybe a week after, they're going to get publicity from people in markets that don't give a damn about college football. You're going to have people, you know, a Bob Ryan in Boston who couldn't care less. He can maybe, you know, tell you a couple players at Alabama and that's it. You're going to get some guy in L.A. that, you know, if it's not on the USC dynasty years, he's going to be throwing a fit about it. You're going to have somebody in Chicago. You're going to have people nationwide.
That's a great point.
Then you're going to have people in states and markets that have no interest. They don't even have a dog in the fight or even remotely in the field. And they're going to be raising hell. So to me, really for them, it would be a bad look. If they were going to do anything, if you know, if you think about that logic, I would think the committee would say, okay, we'll go three Power 5 teams, and we're going to give you your Cincinnati or whatever, because that way you have the big dogs throwing a fit, and
that's a great
again,
point.
It creates more controversy.
My God.
And when you're using the movie analogy, think about it this way. Well, why is it that they can make 10 Fast and Furiouses and 9 Transformers. But other movie projects, you know, it takes 10, 12 years to get the funding for.
Because we know that people are going to go watch those movies.
Yeah, because everybody's going to load up their types. I mean, you got kids, you know, you're going to load up your kids and have them go see Avengers 17.
Yep.
You know, more likely than you are some kind of art house movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a guaranteed date. They know it doesn't matter if the movie's crappy or not. You know, I mean, they just throw something out there and put the label on it. That's branding. And unfortunately, I just don't think college sports ever wants to get to where there's any modicum of fairness because that's not what they're about.
David, I wish I could disagree with any of that. I think it's the best call we've taken so far, and I thank you very much for making it. It's true, especially when he says about the people on the coastals who don't care as much about college football as they do in the Southeast, as they might not in Texas and in the Great Plains and things like that. You know, college football, it's weird. I was going to do this segment about the NBA and about rooting for the little guy, and I'm still going to do it probably at noon instead of where I was going to do it now, noon Eastern. College football is for the rest of everybody else. You know, we root for whatever reason, us in the media, we root for guys to go to New York, and we root for guys to go to L.A., and we just don't care about fans in Detroit. We don't care about fans in Oklahoma City. We don't care about fans. We didn't care about fans in Seattle. Well, we like to because that's our little thing that we like to say that we wish that a team was in Seattle again, even though I really don't believe half the NBA media when they say it. We like to say those things. Just to placate doesn't mean anything. College football is probably the sport that is for everybody else. We wonder why the NFL is so successful. Well, you got people who are in every single market who believe their teams can do something. 855-212-4CBS. Justin Termini joins us 11:40. Up next, top five worst Christmas gifts, Pirno style. It's Ken Carmen on CBS Sports Radio. It's time. Top five worst Christmas gifts ever. Pirno, you've outdone yourself. You ready to go?
Yeah, you came up with some good ones this time.
Oh, man, I got some sensational
ones. I mean, you know, you're usually not at my level when it comes to these top fives, but
you got one guy to send you a tweet about it, and now all of a sudden your head is just ballooned Which is true. Well, you're the one who gets the time to explain it. I'll get no time to explain it. It's the end
exactly.
of the segment by the time
yeah.
I get. Plus, yours are better, let's be honest.
All right. So again, less than a week before Christmas. So let's give some assistance out there to the people. They're still looking for gifts. The items you should avoid. The top five worst Christmas presents to give. So for me, I'll start off number five with Christmas clothing. Listen, Christmas apparel on Christmas Day, it just doesn't work. Christmas Day is the climax of the whole festive fun. So, I mean, what do you do with this now for the other 300 some odd days of the year? All the charm is going to fade away in a couple of days, you know?
All the charm is going to fade away in about a three-hour period.
I mean, the LED light-up reindeer sweater with built-in light bulbs is not going to do anything for me a week later. So, and, you know, maybe they'll use that a gift again the following year if they can, like, dig it out of the back closet. So, I would say stay away from any kind of Christmas
clothing.
That's
a number five. That's a great number five.
Number four, assembly required. Okay, it's Christmas time. People are on vacation. It's been hectic. Gathering all the gifts and having to attend all these awful parties. Let's not give them something now that's divided into a million pieces that needs to be put together. Especially if they're like me. I'm not handy. I'm not patient. So I make like the same assumptions about those to whom I give gifts. I want to unwrap and instantly be able to use. Like the most amount of effort I'm willing to put in on Christmas is sticking batteries into the damn thing.
What do you mean you're not handy? Like a scale of 1 to 10, how handy are you?
Oh, man, probably like a 2.
Really? You're that bad? Like,
yeah.
You can't swing a hammer?
I'm embarrassed. That is something that I promised myself I am going to work on going forward. Like, I don't know how to change a tire. Like, there's like a lot of things.
Oh, come on.
It's embarrassing. These are all things that I will have to improve on. So
the only thing I will grant you on is I'm always nervous about the placement of the jack because I – nobody carries around a good hydraulic jack with them. It's always that the scissor jack, and so that makes it a little scary. But other than that, Pierno, good God, you don't know how to change a tire.
No,
come on.
All right, top five worst Christmas presents to give. Number three for me, souvenirs. Okay. I know you took this once in a lifetime European vacation a couple months back. It was an unforgettable experience. Good. For you. There's no need to remind anyone about that now. Remember, this is not about you. So you're just going to remind that person of how much their life sucks because they didn't get to go on some fancy vacation. I don't need a Leaning Tower of Pisa ornament, you know? And also, this is the type of gift that has the potential to be like devastating for future years. Because what happens when someone comes over the following Christmas, they look at your tree, they see the Leaning Tower of Pisa ornament. Oh, you've been to Italy. How was it? Bam! Another year has gone by. I still haven't been to Italy. I want to kill myself. Another miserable year. Building on that, number two, speaking of that, the fitness, health, and or the happiness books, don't give that to somebody.
Yeah.
I don't care about the intentions, but nothing more than depressing then, right? Receiving a self-help book for Christmas.
Yeah.
Thanks for the friendly reminder that something is wrong with me, you jerk.
Well, it's not even that. It's that you think something's wrong with somebody.
Yeah.
So there's an implication that they may have told you something, they may have not told you something, and if they haven't told you something, then all of a sudden you know that they think there's something wrong with you.
And number one for me, top five worst Christmas gifts to give, do not give somebody a pet, okay? Giving someone a living, dependent animal is a major responsibility. It comes with huge responsibilities that will last the entire lifetime of the pet. The owners need to be financially stable. They have to have an appropriate living space. They have to have the energy and the time required to raise the animal. So you risk burdening them with potentially unwanted responsibilities.
That's crazy.
And then the pet winds up on the street or in a shelter.
Your number one is my number five. We have two out of the same in our top five. Your number one is my number five because my co-host Lima knows my co-host Lima lives in Tremont, which is a pretty trendy neighborhood in Cleveland, Ohio, okay? And it's where they film part of The Deer Hunter. Did you ever see The Deer Hunter? I'm sure you did.
Love The Deer Hunter. Yeah. I've seen that movie like three times over the past. Yeah. It's been on Showtime a lot.
That neighborhood, that's the neighborhood Lima lives in. When they're like at the hall, and he's like, "Hey, you have a Rolling Rock. It's a good beer. It's a good beer." Like that, and then where they have the wedding, like that's where.
Yeah.
That's where part of The Deer Hunter was shot. So anyway, and the Christmas Story house is in that neighborhood. So he notices this Christmas. A lot of these, and I defend millennials to a certain degree. I think there's some things that we give them guff for that we really shouldn't give millennials guff for. But the pet as the accessory thing is the worst, because he knows it. He sees it, because he's dated these 20-year-olds in the past. They get these damn dogs, and they're not there. They don't take care of them. So they get these dogs as Christmas gifts, and they're cute, just so they can put them up on their Instagram, and they don't take care of these damn animals. Pets, you're handing somebody... Especially if it's a cat. I know cats can take care of themselves to some degree. I mean, my God, that's a 20-year commitment. My parents' cat lived till she was 22 years old. You're handing somebody a marriage is what you're doing. No. Even when you give them a puppy, puppies grow up. They're not as cute. You got to really want an animal. I agree with you wholeheartedly. And plus, what am I going to do? Like, am I going to really bring in a puppy and put him under the tree? Is he going to stay there? Is like the whole storybook of a kid waking up and going downstairs, there's a puppy here. You think a puppy's going to be quiet?
Pulling him out of the box?
Exactly. You think a freaking puppy's going to be quiet enough to keep that kid asleep for the rest of the night? Really? Is that how this works? A puppy, which anybody who's ever had any experience with a puppy knows that thing is going to, especially in its new surrounding, it's going to be awful those first couple of weeks. So it's just going to sit there and be perfectly quiet and calm until the kid comes downstairs on Christmas Day. You're nuts. You're asking for a pain in the ass. It is not going to be the Hallmark moment you thought it was going to be. Number four, any exercise equipment. I don't know anybody in their right mind could ever think of something like that. It's just going to, you're asking, unless you love arguments, unless you love confrontations that much, as a person who adores confrontations, I love confrontations. I don't even go this far. I'm weirded out by it. Number three, appliances. Don't give me something I could go buy any other day of the week, any other time of the year. Tools for me, that's a different story. Because I like some of the tchotchkes and things like that. But an appliance, it's too utilitarian. The same thing with socks and underwear. You buy socks and underwear when you need them. You don't give them to somebody for Christmas. Okay, it's a meaningless gift. My number one overall, off-brand hot holiday gifts. Like PS5's the big gift. Obviously, not everybody's able to get a PS5. Don't get the off-brand PS5. Don't get the off-brand anything. You can get something nice, but don't get the off-brand equivalent of it. It just starts this weird thing. Don't do it. Just if you can get the big gift, get the big gift. If you can't get the big gift, get something nice that's different. And just move on with that. And make sure your kid appreciates it. Because I always appreciated the gifts my parents gave me. And I was an only child, so I had every reason to be a little snot about it. That is the top five. Pierno, you did. You kick my ass every week in this. It's not even close. That guy was actually right about it. Well done. Well done. Top five Christmas gifts, or top five worst Christmas gifts. Coming up next, Justin Termini. What a Christmas miracle this will be. Justin Termini joins us on the show. We talk Giannis. We talk NBA, LeBron's future, the whole deal. It's Ken Carmen on CBS Sports Radio right now. It's the latest sports update with Marco Belletti. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line. 855-212-4227 is sponsored by Geico. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and car insurance together. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy! Did I sound at all like the old NBC guy? Pierno, was that even close?
Yeah, a little bit.
I tried. Justin Termini joins us on the show right now. Termini, was I close?
I love that. I thought it was. I thought if I would jump in the time machine, went back to 1994, back when I was happy and not so miserable.
Oh, man. Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals.
That's perfect. Yeah, you did that pretty good. Now, now I wake up and I realize I'm in 2020 and I'm in a bad mood again.
Well, we can always go back to the old days at some point here. Speaking of the old days, or speaking of 2020 and being bad for you, you threw your back out. Is that true?
Yeah, no, I'm in a horrible mood. So on top of, like, everything else, when you can't go outside and you can't interact with people, now I'm stuck, like, in just one room in my house. Normally, everybody's just stuck in their house. I'm stuck in one room, so I could barely move. It's just been absolutely horrific. Right before vacation, I almost hit a deer. I'm thinking back on it. I should have just plowed right through it. And,
No. Do not say that. That's a problem for you, buddy.
This is a problem for me. I can barely move, so this is a problem.
Both would have been a problem for you. I'll tell you this. Now, is it just muscle for you?
Nah, it's a disc, a bulging disc, and it's affected a muscle. I don't know. So it's been about 3 months. Right after the NBA Finals, I was just set to go on vacation, and I had to, you know, change plans because of the back. I've barely been able to move, but thanks for reminding me.
Yeah. Well, I was, if you want to, you can get a nerve blocker. I told you I'd tell you this on the air.
Thanks.
So I got a nerve blocker, and what they do is they take a needle, and the needle has got to be 8 inches long.
Yeah.
And they stick it in your back, and they hit you with the nerve blocker, so you're not in constant terrible.
Yeah, they did stick one on my back a couple of like two
oh, really?
Weeks ago. Yeah,
did they?
Right in the spine.
Oh.
Right, so I took it right in the spine, and
so
it's all right. It hasn't done much.
Did you have to do what? Did you have to get completely naked like I did?
No, I just pulled down my pants a little bit. So I yeah,
mine was whole thing.
They had to get you completely nude. I don't think that's the way they're supposed to do it. I think the doctor just wanted to see you completely nude, to be honest.
Well, this is tough because you know what I look like, and it's like a fallen over. This is just not a good look for a human being.
No, I agree. It's not.
Yeah. So you know what it's like. I got that big shelf gut where it looks like something's just hanging over there. So what it is that they get me. They put me on a gurney. I'm lying face down, and I am totally, totally naked. And, of course, the people administering it, I swear to God, Justin, they're all right out of college, right out of med school, early 20s, very attractive women. That's exact. And I found myself apologizing to them.
Yeah,
I apologized. I'm like, I'm sorry, you guys got to look at this.
I know where you're coming from. I mean, I'm not as bad as you, but I haven't been able to work out for the last 3 months because of the back, and they just put me in a pool for rehab, and it's in front of an attractive young lady, and I got to take my shirt off, and it's not good.
It's very bad. But you're in much better shape than I am. So
I have no definition, no tone.
Yeah, but you're still in a better. You know, you don't have this. Okay.
Yeah, no, I agree. So when I'm feeling down, I think about you. I say it could be worse.
Yeah, you could have a great big greasy boiler like Ken. All right, Justin Termini joining us on the show. I am doing Champions Pose for Milwaukee for that market. I don't care. I've had several people who are NBA media going, well, you know, Ken, there's an option there. And I'm like, yeah, I know he broke all your hearts. I know he broke all your hearts because he's actually staying there. I get it. But you know what? He's actually staying, and I'm happy. And
yeah,
I wanted to have
sure?
you on specifically for this.
Are you sure that we're on national radio right now? Because you're a national radio host, and I'm not sure that you're supposed to do this. I mean, you're a diamond in the rough, that you actually want a big-name player to stay in, in one of those flyover states. Because typically, I just tune into all these major stations, and it's because, oh, well, we live in L.A. We live in New York. We live in Miami. Shouldn't Giannis want to come there and live there? Like, he really wants to stay in Milwaukee? That's all you heard for the past 2 years. That's all you hear with any of these major stars. Like, do they actually want the league to exist? Because if Giannis elected to leave Milwaukee and just go, you know, everybody, think of the top seven players. Harden wants to force his way to New York. Durant's already there. Curry's in California. Kawhi's in California. LeBron's in California. Anthony Davis is in California. Like, you know, so if Harden gets his way and he goes to New York as well, out of your top seven players, the only one you'll have not in one of those two states is Giannis Antetokounmpo. Do we really want him going there as well? I mean, the sport needs to exist in, you know, 48 other states.
There's nothing I could disagree. I don't even wish I could disagree with you. And the other thing is, let's just say what it is, Justin. I'm not a writer. I don't need access to the basketball players the way they do. And I do think, and I know you know this, and I'm not going to try to call out names. I don't need that type of access. They do. So it doesn't surprise me when I see NBA. Well, you know, these are men who are free to make up their own minds. I go,
exactly.
You need it spoon-fed to you?
Blah. Okay, yes. Guess what?
Yes.
They can do what they want. We understand that. They're allowed to do what they want. However, it's not best for the game, all right? So it's like, I'm thinking, what's best for the game? You got to think about that at some point. And they can do what they want, but guess what? 30 years from now, the league is going to be in horrible shape if what they want is to continue to team up in two different markets or three different markets and all, you know, and stack the deck. Okay, the league's not going to be able to survive. So, yeah, they can do what they want, but that's not what's best for the consumer. And at some point, maybe we should think about what's best for the consumer since you are trying to sell them something.
Well, they can always do what they want. And I keep hearing that, well, Ken, you don't support them doing what they want. No, I do, but I also support the consumer doing what they want. And if a guy who's in Detroit, Michigan, who wants to be a big Pistons fan but doesn't have any reason to be a Pistons fan, so
exactly.
He decides that he's only going to pay attention to MSU basketball or he's going to just pay attention to the Lions, that's that guy's right, too. He's allowed, or she or any of those people are allowed to do what they want.
But you know what the issue is, Ken, is these guys now who are covering the league for the most part. Now, there's the outlier, and I don't want to throw everybody under one umbrella, but they think they're covering the sport for the player, right, and the coach. Like, no, you're covering the sport for the millions of people that follow the sport. You're not covering it for the guy that plays that you're asking the questions to. You're covering it for the actual consumer. And, oh, by the way, like, if they continue to go in these different directions, right, and you continually pander to the player, well, guess what? You're not going to have a job, all right? You'll be out of work because if the sport declines in popularity, then there's going to be less need for people to cover it.
Can you make – I actually, you ready for a hot take here? Because we always run out of time sooner than later. I should have had you on at the top of the hour. I knew I should.
Or you should have just stopped wasting your time talking about how your back hurts you.
Well, listen, we could go over how good each other's radio shows are if we want to do that. You want to just do that, Justin? Damn it. No, I'm kidding. I have actually entertained – I thought this is going to be a weird – you're going to say this is galaxy brain. I don't care. I actually find myself entertained by Kyrie. Kyrie's in an entertainment business.
No.
You don't?
God.
Oh, no. I do. I am entertained. Him saying he doesn't want to talk to the media and calling us pawns, I go, that's entertainment. I am entertained by that. You're doing your job by not talking to the media and then calling us pawns. Go ahead.
It gives us something to talk about, but it's like I'm split here because it's like, yeah, you need to talk to the media. You should. And almost any other play, like, and I still crushed him for like saying I don't have to talk to the media and I'm not going to do it. But then it's like I'd be a lot more relaxed if you didn't talk to the media because, like, we get this statement, and I know that it's, like, probably something that I should be passionately against, but I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Like, Barkley said it perfectly yesterday. It's like you get to the end of what he said. It's like, did he say something positive? Did he say something negative? I don't know what the hell he said. Then he's got that sage he's walking around with, like, yesterday. He's trying to get the negative energy out of the building. Like, if you want the negative energy out of the building, then guess what? Step out of the building. Because you're the negative energy. Like everywhere he goes, he's the negative energy. So if you're that desperate to get the negative energy out of the building, then walk out of the building.
Okay, yeah, but if my teammate tried to get me traded for his buddy and he never said anything about it to me, I'd probably be upset too. I defend Kyrie Irving on the LeBron James thing. Sorry, I do.
Oh, yeah, well, listen, I don't like the fact that LeBron uses every – speaking of that, like, Kyrie was a pawn for LeBron, right? And as all are LeBron's teammates, they're pawns.
The only person to play with LeBron is Dwayne Wade. You and I have always discussed that.
Yeah,
Everybody else plays for him.
Exactly. And Anthony Davis is better than Dwayne Wade. But, yeah, I mean, Wade and him are at least friends, and I guess he was a good – but even then when he was in Cleveland, like, it's like LeBron, if he really wanted him, would have stood in the way of him going back to Miami. He didn't even want him there. He was a pawn for him in Cleveland.
Just determine – wait a minute. I think Anthony Davis plays for LeBron this year. In last year, too. I think that, exactly.
And he's one of the few superstars that's, like, now willing to do that, right? You can find role players that are willing to do it. The reason Anthony Davis is a perfect fit, like, I don't think that, you know, Kawhi, one of the reasons he didn't go there is he doesn't want to play for LeBron. Kevin Durant didn't want to play for LeBron. Anthony Davis is perfectly fine playing for LeBron.
Justin Termini joining us on the show. Do I even ask you who wins it all this year? Do you care about answering that question right now? Or is it
it's the Lakers, right? And it's like, over the next several years, and thank God Antetokounmpo made a decision like this, because, I mean, last year was a perfect example of what kind of is wrong with the sport, this era of player empowerment. Like, where are the two premier free agent destinations? Like, you know, when you ask the player, where are you going to go? Miami's number one because at least you don't have to pay the horrific taxes that you have to do out in L.A. They both have similar lifestyles. That's where the guys want to live, either L.A. or Miami. Miami, on top of all that, you don't have to pay the income tax. So that'll be choice number one. But L.A. is choice number two. Those two teams met, and they're only going to get stronger because if you have some semblance of structure like they now do in Miami and L.A., guys are going to continue to flock there and maybe even take pay cuts because they're going, I'll take $3 million less to go play in Miami than I will, you know, Milwaukee because, you know, I get the lifestyle.
Justin Termini joining us on the show. Will we get all 72 games in?
I mean, I'm not a doctor, so, like, people are like, oh, you know, what do you expect in regards to, like, you know, when we're coming back? Is it going to work? You know, I have no clue because I barely know how to cover the NBA. I barely know about basketball. I make a ton of mistakes. Like, last year I picked Philadelphia to go to the finals. They lost in the first round, all right? So for me to predict health things, I would say that I'm the wrong person to ask. I'll just say no because – there's, you know, everything's gone wrong over the last year, so I'll say no, would be 60, my guess.
60 seconds. Where's James Harden going to go?
I hope he stays in Houston because he's under contract for two more years, and they prove a point. He should be going to Philadelphia, though, because Daryl Morey said he's the greatest offensive player of all time. So easily then trade Ben Simmons, because if Michael Jordan was available at the age of 31, you would easily trade Ben Simmons, and you said he was better than Michael Jordan. So
I think he is the biggest. I'm sorry, he is the biggest scapegoat ever. Ben Simmons is one of the biggest scapegoats in modern sports history. Every single time they lose a game, it's Ben Simmons' fault. And I'm sure you'll tell me because it is Ben Simmons' fault, but
no,
I still don't believe
it that
way.
It's not Ben Simmons' fault. I think that it's more so Embiid's. As long as I'm less concerned about it, Simmons not being able to shoot as I am Embiid being out of shape and shooting, you know, 43 pointers a game. Get your butt in shape, get down on the post, and they'll be fine. So I agree with you.
All right. Follow this guy on Twitter. He's fiery. Termini Radio. I hope your back's feeling better soon. I'll talk to you later.
Who cares? All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Justin Termini. I want to break that down when we come back. I got to do a celebration for the mid-market because Justin and I are not on lockstep on a lot of things. We are step for step on that. We are step for step on that. Worker shoot coming up 12:20 p.m. Eastern. And, guys, you can't all be LeBron. It's Ken Carmen on CBS Sports Radio.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.